Well, hello there, my friends. Chris Marcus here with you for Arcata Economics. And on today, Monday, December 15th, we are going to dig into some, I don't know if they're shocking or not shocking at this point, comments from Trump. Although, unless you've already heard this, what he said about exactly how low interest rates should go, he's talked a lot throughout the year. I don't think he's left any mystery that thinks interest rates aren't low enough, but late last week, it came out just how low he thinks they should go, which I might add may support my thesis that really whatever happened at last week's Fed meeting was largely irrelevant. And nonetheless, there was also some other advice he had for the new Fed chair, which we will get to after a quick look at today's gold and silver pricing, where all those frowns from Friday have been reversed, and there we see the gold futures up to 43.34. I know the high of the year as 43.98, so 64 bucks away. Gold was up more earlier in the day, although silver doing quite well. Futures back up to 64.12. Spot at 64.09. Excuse me. And interesting, we've seen that spread come all the way back down in. The futures were as much as 60 cents, maybe a little bit higher over the spot price last week. So narrowing of the spread. This would be towards the direction of metal going back to London and the musical chairs that are going on there. So in either case, good day for the metals. And there are both silver futures and spot back above $64. And with that said, let us dive right in because, again, it's on one hand, we've been hearing how he wants rates lower. The calls Powell a loser, a numbskull, made clear that he's going to get his own guy in there yet. All of Wall Street sitting around like, oh, they're going to do 25, or what if they don't cut in December? And I think it really doesn't matter because, as you can see here, he wants rates down to actually not just, it's not, no, he didn't. My title is inaccurate there. He did not call just for rates down to 1%. And just so you know, I'm not making this one up. We'll pull up Yahoo Finance. And I guess this was coming from the Wall Street Journal. And they mentioned here that, yes, when asked about his preferred interest rate level a year from now, Trump stated 1% and maybe lower than that. So the Fed, it's interesting. They came out with their dot plot last week. We only see one cut next year. Only problem is the guy running the show is on his way out. Speaking of which, the guy who will be running the show. Seemed like last week the word around town was that Kevin Hassett was the man. Although now that we have an update, it seems Kevin Warsh, former Fed governor, also still in the running. And Trump thinks, yes, both Kevins are great. There are a couple of other people that are great. Everyone's great as long as they lower interest rates. And Trump met with Warsh for 45 minutes on Wednesday at the White House, where he questioned whether Warsh would support interest rate cuts if he appointed to lead the central bank. He thinks you have to lower interest rates, Trump said of Warsh. So there you go. That's a good way to get on board with the Trump administration. And again, he wasn't talking about, well, the Fed needs to go 50 basis points at the next meeting and cut three or four times after that. That's only getting you down into the twos. He's saying 1% a year from now. And I would go back to this. So if a quarter point cut that got us to the 350, 375 range lifted silver to 64 bucks, amidst a shortage that I might add has not been completely resolved. I mean, maybe there's not a overt critical shortage at the moment. Yet, also there's issues that are still sitting there. So if that quarter point hike amidst everything that was going on, which doesn't seem like the rest is going to change now that silver has been added as a strategic mineral, what's that going to look like? And what's the gold price going to look like if we actually have 1% rates a year from now? Again, this isn't just something where someone's talking their book or just saying, I mean, Trump gets to pick the guy. So he's going to pick a guy who's going to do what he wants. And, well, not necessarily. Well, let us dig back in here because, on top of that, Trump wants the new Fed chair to consult him on decisions. And the president expressed his belief that the next Fed chair should consult with him on interest rate decisions. Typically, that's not done anymore. It used to be done routinely. It should be done. It doesn't mean, I don't think you should do exactly what we say, but certainly we're a smart voice and should be listened to. And then he mentions the 1% or lower after that. So, it'd be different if Trump weren't picking the guy, but Trump gets to pick the guy. And he's making pretty clear he wants someone with lower rates. I could only imagine how Mohammed is feeling to
I am worried.
Mohammed. This was from a couple of months ago when he was worried about. I did not understand what he was saying. He thought because Trump was pressuring Powell and the Fed to maintain the independence, he was saying that Powell should just resign. I'm like, wait a second. So if the president can just badger him into resigning to getting his way, that's maintaining the independence, which seemed a little odd to me, but I'm sure they're tracking Mohammed down to give his thoughts on this one. Although, of course, this did remind me of that fantastic note that I found years ago, memoir from Paul Volcker. So in terms of is the Fed independent of the Treasury and the White House. Let's dig in here. Because while Trump has complained in recent months about the Fed's plan, Mr. Volcker recounts, and this was Trump's first term they were referring to there, but Mr. Volcker recounts being summoned to meet with President Reagan and his chief of staff, James Baker, in the president's library next to the Oval Office in 1984. Reagan didn't say a word, Mr. Volcker wrote. Instead, Baker delivered a message. The president is ordering you not to raise rates before the election. And I guess fortunately, Volcker wasn't planning to raise rates at the time, yet he later wrote that he was stunned and he surmised that the library location had been chosen because, unlike the Oval Office, probably lacked a taping system. So, as we can see, we're not in an entirely different era here where you have maybe the dynamics are slightly different, but basically, the president not wanting higher interest rates or wanting lower interest rates. And what's even funnier about this, so I was looking for that again. I found this one where Volcker and Reagan hold unannounced meeting. Now, this was from the Washington Post. And look at what they reported. After the 45-minute session that had not been publicly announced, the White House and Federal Reserve officials said there was no attempt by Reagan to put pressure on Volcker to make any changes in monetary policy. And yes, well, there was an attempt, it sounds, according to Volcker's memoirs by James Baker, who was present at the meeting. Yet, I think this is. I think this is a fantastic example of how the media can often be used to distort things in the financial and political world, where here's what he said in the meeting. Is this, could you make a technical case by the letter that, well, Reagan didn't pressure him, he let Baker do it. Either case, the idea that when they wheel Mohammed out there and he's just terrified of a breach of independence seems, but hey, what do I know? He's the bond king, I'm just me. Well, I'm happy with me, and I hope Mohammed is doing well and not worrying too much. Although here we go. This was from our dear colleague and sensei, Vince Lanchi. Myron, shelter disinflation will offset any higher goods inflation. Is he actually saying that he expects rent and home prices to come down? I checked in with Vince on that one. That was quite a stunning statement. Very difficult to imagine. Maybe I'm biased living here in South Florida for the moment. And But yes, apparently Myron thinks inflation is going to come down, especially as they lower those interest rates to 1%, which would be quite a magic trick. Or as Vince himself would say,
I mean, this is just, it's ridiculous, okay?
and it certainly is. A few last notes before we wrap up. I had a whole handful of you send me this video about Samsung just dropping a silver bomb. And I watched this twice. I was a little confused because he mentioned that there was a big development that happened. And also in the video was saying, hey, the price got whacked on Friday. And I think he directly said, I'm not indirect, sure left with the feeling, but I think directly said that was going to be reversed on the open because of an announcement by Samsung towards the solid state battery. I watched this twice. I couldn't find, you had a bunch of stuff in the show notes, and I clicked on those. I couldn't find the actual announcement, which I guess would verify what I'm saying in that how's the market going to be able to react that quickly to this if no one can find it? I see 225,000 people watched it, and I had a handful email me. Now, I did search and found this one on Charged Electric Vehicles magazine, where Samsung, SDI, and BMW to collaborate on a solid state battery. This was from December 8th, so could be what he is referring to. I don't know exactly, but here are the Samsung and BMW have signed an agreement to work together on establishing global value chains for all solid state batteries across material cells and EVs. So they did not mention silver in there. And again, I know that I've seen a lot of forecasts of how much silver the battery would use. Some of them certainly if the thing was adopted and used on any sort of wide basis, and it seems like when you compare what it's capable of doing to the other batteries, that there would be a good case to be made for that. Might add, if you go to our Substack and download the silver report we put out in September, which is free on there, actually went through quite a bit of that in there. So, I mean, could it make quite a dent? I mean, if it seems like there's certainly a plausible case, and I know some people have questioned whether anything had happened because I know there is said to be that there was the presentation at Battery Day in, I think, January of 2024, or might have been 2025. I think it was 2024. Yet anyway, I've seen several stories like this that they're working on something, that it's being rolled out and tested. So although I don't know, if leave a comment below if you found another link that this guy's referring to, but since several of you did send that, just wanted to pass that along. And with that said, hope you enjoyed a nice rebound today with silver back over 64 in the futures and the spot price as we wrap up. And yeah, as we get ready to the holidays, I hope you're getting a little time off or with your family or relaxing and not working too hard, and I just appreciate you tuning in. Hopefully, silver has a smile on your face today. And we'll see you again tomorrow morning with Vince at 9 a.m.